I was on the island. When I finally got out and to the location where I would be hunting, I was dropped off on a little pond by a beaver float plane with pontoons instead of wheels. Then I had to hike in for an hour or two to find all the equipment for camp that had been pushed out of an airplane on the side of a mountain where I was supposed to camp. A week later, Eric came to the island. While he and I were in camp, a tremendous rainstorm hit. The rain was blowing sideways, and we had hurricane velocities for about 3 days. We didn't come out of the tent during that time, except to go to the bathroom. Finally, we had a day and a half of hunting. I passed up 2 nice-sized brown bears because I saw some 10-foot monsters, but I couldn't reach them. Then a terrible cold front moved in, and we had to paddle downstream for 3 days to reach the pickup point where the float plane would be for us to leave the island. The ice on the lagoon where the float plane was supposed to land was 6 or 7 inches thick, so the float plane couldn't come in to get us. We had to stay at the pickup point for a few days until we finally could get permission for a helicopter to come to get us. Getting a shot at the bear is the easiest part of a brown bear hunt. The most difficult parts of a bear hunt are surviving the environment, enduring days where you can't hunt, and knowing that you'll see more bears than you'll be able to stalk, and realizing the odds are in the bear's favor that the bear will smell you before you reach him. If you do get an opportunity to take a shot at a bear, the best way to look at a brown bear hunt is that you'll have an adventure. You may get to see some bears, and you even may see some trophy bears. However, if you're going after a trophy brown bear, all the odds are stacked against you. That's why I enjoy brown bear hunting. It's one of the most challenging hunts, but it's also one of the greatest adventures. At Kodiak Island, being stuck in camp for 2 weeks and never being able to get out and actually hunt isn't that uncommon an occurrence. Kodiak Island's Dead Man Bay for brown bears. In November 2010, I made a return trip to Kodiak Island to hunt brown bears. My outfitter was Tom Kirstein of Alaskan Adventures Unlimited. Tom at KodiakBearHunting.com, or visit KodiakBearHunting.com, or call 907-455-6117. I took the PSD X-Force Omen Pro, and I had it tuned up to 73 pounds. I chose the X-Force Omen Pro because it's one of the most powerful bows in the world. It produces high kinetic energy and shoots very fast. I was shooting a fairly heavy arrow, 470 grains, and a German Kinetics broadhead. www.german-kinetics.com. And it shot very well. I'd planned to not shoot the bear at more than 50 yards, because when you hunt Kodiak Island, if you nick, slightly wound, a bear, even if you just shoot a toenail off the bear, that's your bear, and your hunt is over. If you shoot a bear and lose it, you don't get to try for another bear, so you don't want to take a chance on hitting a bear and losing it. So you must make sure you've got the best possible shot you can have before you take it. There's a really good chance that you may have a very close encounter with a bear at Kodiak during the 2 weeks of your hunt. You hope to get within 20 yards of a bear, but with the X-Force Omen Pro, I felt I could land a fatal hit out to 50 yards. I could shoot accurately further than that, but on this type of hunt, I didn't want to shoot any further. We saw bears almost every day, but the winter came about 2 weeks early before we arrived, so the big male bears were up near the tops of the mountains, between 3,000 and 4,000 feet, and we were camped on the beach in a small cabin. The weather was bad, but the cabin provided good shelter. When we arrived, the really big bears had started digging their dens and moving into them to hibernate. The big bears will be about 1,000 feet below the tops of the mountain. I don't know why they dug their dens and hibernated at that height. You'd think they would choose to hibernate at a lower elevation, but every day we'd see one or two big bears up near the top of a mountain. Climbing up to the bears was very difficult. In fact, in the drainage next to the one we were hunting, a